next year, just about every school will be expected to teach children a foreign language from the ages of 7 to 11. Earlier on, you heard from Sue Hoyland, who's the head teacher at Forest Fields Primary School, where children start learning Spanish from the ages of 6 and 7. She says that language is something the children love to learn.
42. We started teaching Spanish about 7 years ago, and we asked the children what modern European language they wanted to speak, and they voted in Key Stage 2 and they voted for Spanish. So they have about an hour once a week. I think the younger you are, the more it becomes ingrained in you, and then it's just a natural skill you have, and actually then that is the base for perhaps learning other languages.
Well then, let's pick this up with Nicola McClelland, who's head of German at the University of Nottingham. Guten Tag.
Hey, guten Tag.
How well do you think we, as a group of people, manage to grasp European languages?
Well, we're ranked pretty poorly in Europe as a whole. We're the ranked bottom, I think, in a 2011 study for language learning within Europe. So I guess globally, pretty poorly.
Yeah, but English is the business language of the world. Everyone seems to speak it so well. There could be people that say, well, hang on a minute, why should we bother learning?
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that, and that's very obvious. I think there's three reasons. The first is that, yes, being a native speaker of English is a massive advantage, but to really capitalise on it in a globalised world and to really make the international use of it, you've got to have another foreign language as well, because you're only an advantage as a native speaker of English if you're surrounded by people who aren't native speakers of English in other parts of the world, and you need another language for that. The second thing I'd say is that everyone else who speaks English as a foreign language is learning a foreign language, and they have a whole load of skills and cultural sensitivities and just awareness of how we can look at the world from different ways that monolingual speakers don't have. And I'd say the third thing is what your previous speaker was saying, Sue Hoyland, there's just a joy of learning a language, which I think we in England, we've pushed so hard on how useful they are, and not everyone's convinced by that, we've just forgotten how much fun they are to do. And we need to keep that joy, which I think is really being rediscovered in primary schools, and follow it right through up to university, because one gets so much pleasure out of it. It's not actually every hour you're thinking about how useful it might be for your job, though it is too.
Yeah. So fun, you say, but some people say, well, I don't remember it being fun at school. It can be quite complicated.
Well, it is complicated. Any subject gets complicated once you get to a good level. Depending on how far back people are remembering, the way languages are being taught has changed hugely, and I've really noticed that. I mean, I've followed it through myself in my own studies, but I've also seen it with my children. The way they learn grammar, they do things by learning grammar tables by banging desks. It's all much more active than it used to be, you know, to get a rhythm going, for example. And it's not all grammar. There's something for everybody. Some kids really latch on to the grammar. Some latch on to being able to speak, don't worry so much about the grammar. Some just love discovering a new culture. There's so much to discover that everyone is going to enjoy something about learning a language, and there are other bits, okay, that, you know, maybe are not your absolute strengths, but there's no reason to write off the subject.
What about our relationship with Europe and the expansion of Europe? Has that changed our view of language learning, do you think?
Well, you would hope, but the evidence isn't really there, to be honest. I would think, if anything, the interest in Slavic languages has dropped off recently, which is very surprising. I think it just takes a long time for the business case for learning languages to filter through to ordinary people. And that's why I'm all in favour of just learning a language for the joy of it. And if we have a huge pool of language learners, then there will always be enough specialists in the right languages as that develops.
Hey, Nicola, danke schön.
Ja, gerne. Ich bin beeindruckt.
All
I'm
right.
Impressed.
Don't show off. Nicola McClelland from the University of Nottingham on BBC Radio Nottingham. And thank you, by the way, for your examples of language that you know. Just after a little phrase, good morning, simple as that, in a different language. Keep showing off. It's good to hear from you. Not any message, 81333, or give us a call, 934 3434.